In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
In life, we often find ourselves yearning for change, for a new chapter, a fresh beginning. Today, I bring you a message of hope, a message that unveils the signs that indicate God is actively at work in your life, molding and shaping you for a purpose greater than you can fathom. So, my friends, keep watching to see if God is working for your new chapter. My friends, let's dive straight into the first sign. Experiencing a series of crises, life is inherently filled with challenges and trials. We all face moments when the path ahead seems rugged and the storms of life threaten to overwhelm us. These crises can manifest in various forms: personal struggles, financial hardships, health issues, or relational turmoil. It's during these intense moments of upheaval that the hand of God is often most palpable. Imagine the Israelites, descendants of Abraham, dwelling in the land of Egypt. Initially, life was comfortable for them. They found security and familiarity in the land where they had settled. However, God had a greater plan for them, a promised land flowing with milk and honey. To lead them there, God needed to shake them from their comfort zones. Similarly, we too can become too settled in our routines, relationships, and habits. We find a sense of security in the familiar, and change becomes something we resist. But God's divine plan often requires us to step out of the known into the unknown. He calls us to venture beyond the boundaries of our comfort. Just as he called Abraham to leave his father's house and journey to a land yet to be revealed. Crisis, therefore, becomes a spiritual wake-up call. It's God's way of prompting us to reassess our lives, to question whether we've become too comfortable in our current state. The storms of life are not meant to break us, but to shape us. They serve as a refining fire, purifying our hearts and preparing us for the journey God has set before us. Consider the analogy of a seed. Before a seed can grow into a mighty tree, it must first break through its outer shell and push through the soil. The initial struggle is necessary for the seed to transform into what it's meant to be. Similarly, crises are the soil in which our faith takes root and grows. They propel us towards growth, resilience, and a deeper understanding of God's plans for our lives. In times of crisis, it's vital to remember that God's intention is not to harm us, but to lead us to a place of abundance and fulfillment. Just as the Israelites faced the Red Sea, a seemingly insurmountable obstacle, God used that crisis to showcase his miraculous power. Your crises are not the end of your story. They are the turning points, the chapters through which God is actively guiding you to a brighter and more purposeful future. So, when you find yourself in the midst of a crisis, view it through the lens of faith. See it as a divine invitation to step into the unknown, trusting that God is shaking things up, not to harm you, but to prepare you for the extraordinary journey ahead. Embrace the discomfort, for it is in the breaking that you will find your true strength. And in the storms, you will discover the unshakable foundation of your faith. Now, let's explore the second sign: confusion. When you find yourself torn between the comfort of the known and the uncertainty of the unknown, it's a profound indication that God is actively at work, orchestrating a shift in your life. Consider a moment in your life when you stood at a crossroads, uncertain of which path to take. Perhaps it was a career decision, a relationship dilemma, or a major life transition. In these moments of confusion, we often feel the weight of indecision and the discomfort of not having a clear roadmap. This confusion is not a random occurrence. Rather, it's a spiritual nudge from God. It's a call to align your will with His divine purpose for your life. Just as the Israelites faced the choice of leaving the familiarity of Egypt for the unknown journey to the promised land, you too may encounter a spiritual crossroads where God is inviting you to step into a new season. The discomfort experienced in this confusion is not a signal to retreat, but an invitation to trust. The Holy Spirit, as your divine guide, whispers amidst the chaos, gently urging you to lean not on your own understanding, but to trust in the Lord with all your heart, as Proverbs 3:5-6 beautifully articulates. Picture a ship navigating through a foggy sea. The captain relies on the guidance of the compass, trusting that it will lead them safely through the uncertainty. Similarly, in times of confusion, your spiritual compass is the Word of God. It provides the direction you need, offering clarity and guiding you through the mist of uncertainty. God's plans for your life may necessitate leaving the comfort of the known. Just as Abraham was called to leave his homeland, you too might be called to embark on a journey where the destination is not immediately clear. This discomfort is an integral part of the refining process, shaping you into the person God envisions you to be. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 30:20:1, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Embrace the confusion, for within it lies the opportunity to surrender your will to God's sovereign plan. It's a call to trust that God sees the bigger picture, even when your immediate surroundings seem unclear. So, when confusion knocks on your door, view it not as a stumbling block, but as a stepping stone to greater faith. Allow the Holy Spirit to guide you, trusting that in the midst of uncertainty, God is weaving a beautiful tapestry of purpose and destiny. Align your will with His, and you will find peace in the midst of confusion, knowing that He is the ultimate navigator of your journey. Now, let's delve into the third sign. Things may seem to be falling apart. It's a powerful sign that often catches us off guard, yet it carries within it the fingerprints of divine intervention. In our lives, my friends, we encounter moments when our carefully laid plans crumble before our eyes. The career path we envision takes an unexpected turn. Relationships we held dear start to fray, or health challenges emerge from the shadows. It's as if the ground beneath our feet starts to quake, leaving us vulnerable and questioning the very fabric of our existence. However, let us grasp the profound truth embedded in these challenging moments. Just as God parted the Red Sea for the Israelites, He is orchestrating something extraordinary in the midst of your perceived chaos. The breaking down of your plans is not a sign of abandonment, but a prelude to God's miraculous intervention. The Red Sea wasn't a dead end. It was a divine setup for a supernatural breakthrough. When all seemed lost, God showcased His power by parting the waters, leading His people to safety. Similarly, when your plans seem to be crumbling, God is at work behind the scenes, preparing to part the seas of adversity for your benefit. Embrace the breaking down, for it is in this vulnerable state that God begins His work of building and planting something new in you. It might feel like a dismantling of your hopes and aspirations, but rest assured, it is the groundwork for a divine reconstruction. God is not merely interested in patching up the old. He is crafting a masterpiece of transformation within you. Think of it like a skilled gardener pruning a rose bush. The process involves cutting away the dead and overgrown branches to make room for new growth and vibrant blooms. Similarly, God may be pruning away the old aspects of your life, creating space for the fresh and beautiful plans He has in store. In these moments, remember the words of Isaiah 43:19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. God is fashioning a new path, a way through the wilderness of uncertainty, and He is ready to bring forth streams of abundance from the wasteland of broken dreams. So, when things seem to be falling apart, trust that God is not abandoning you. Rather, He is setting the stage for a divine comeback. Embrace the breaking down, for within it lies the promise of a glorious breakthrough. God's extraordinary plan is unfolding, and the pieces that seem scattered now will eventually align to reveal a masterpiece crafted by the hands of the Almighty. Now the fourth sign, my friends, is feeling stagnant. It's a season many of us encounter, where it seems as though our lives are at a standstill. The routine becomes monotonous, progress stagnates, and a sense of inertia sets in. Yet, in these moments of perceived stillness, God may be at work, preparing you for a significant role in the future. Consider the life of Joseph, a young man with dreams of greatness. However, his journey to that greatness included a seemingly stagnant period as a slave in Potiphar's house. Imagine the frustration and discouragement Joseph might have felt during those days when it seemed like his dreams were a distant mirage. Likewise, you might find yourself in a season where your dreams seem distant and progress feels elusive. Your job might appear routine. Your relationships may seem unchanging, and your aspirations might be on hold. It's during these moments that God, like a masterful director behind the scenes, is orchestrating a transformative narrative in your life. Joseph's time as a slave was not wasted. It was a crucial season of preparation. In the stillness, God was equipping him with skills in administration, leadership, and resilience. Skills he would later use to fulfill a significant role in Egypt. Similarly, your seemingly stagnant period is not a roadblock, but a classroom where God is imparting lessons and molding you for the future He envisions. When you feel stuck, take a moment to look around and seek the lessons in the stillness. Just as a seed lies dormant in the soil before sprouting into a mighty tree, your apparent lack of progress is temporary. God is nurturing the roots of your character, strengthening your foundation for the growth that lies on the horizon. The Bible assures us in Ecclesiastes 3, 1, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Your current season of stillness has a purpose, a divine timetable that aligns with God's plan for your life. It might not make sense in the present, but trust that God is using this time to mold you into the person capable of carrying the weight of the destiny He has ordained for you. In the quiet moments of stagnancy, remember the promise in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." God's plans for you extend beyond your current circumstances. Your stagnant season is a preparation ground, a prelude to the unfolding of a future filled with purpose and promise. So, if you find yourself feeling stuck, take heart. Your progress might seem halted, but God is at work in the stillness, crafting a story of growth and transformation. Embrace the lessons in the quiet moments, for where you are is temporary, and the growth God has in store for you is just on the horizon. Let's now reflect on the fifth sign, feeling alone. It's a poignant emotion that many of us have experienced at some point. A sense of isolation, as if the world has turned its back on us. In these moments of loneliness, it's crucial to recognize that God may be orchestrating a significant move in your life. Think back to times when you felt abandoned or misunderstood, when the weight of the world seemed to rest solely on your shoulders. It's in these lonely periods that God is at work, setting the stage for a grand transformation in your life. Just as a seed needs solitude in the soil before sprouting into a flourishing plant, your loneliness might be the precursor to a profound spiritual growth. Loneliness is a period of spiritual solitude, a time to retreat into the arms of the only one who can provide the answers you seek. It's in these quiet moments that God's voice becomes more pronounced and His guidance becomes clearer. Your loneliness is not a sign of God's absence, but an invitation to deepen your relationship with Him. The psalmist, David, often found solace in moments of loneliness. In Psalm 25:16-17, he cried out, "Turn to me, be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses." Your cries in moments of solitude are not unheard. God is attentive to the whispers of your heart. This period of isolation is a sacred space where God can work on the canvas of your soul, painting a masterpiece of transformation. It might feel like a desert season where the landscape appears barren, but it is in the desert that God often performs His most miraculous acts. So, if you've ever felt alone, remember that God is with you in the solitude. Embrace the quiet moments, for it is in this stillness that God is preparing you for a grand transformation. Draw near to Him, seek His presence, and trust that, just as the dawn follows the darkest night, a new season of growth and closeness with God will emerge from the period of loneliness. Now, let's delve into the sixth sign, having so many questions. Life's journey is often accompanied by a flood of uncertainties and a multitude of questions. In these moments of inquiry, it's crucial to recognize that God might be leading you from the familiar to the unknown, prompting you to redirect your questions toward Him. Picture a night sky filled with stars, each one representing a question that twinkles in the vast expanse of your mind. Perhaps you find yourself in a season where uncertainties about the future, relationships, or your purpose abound. It's in this cosmic dance of questions that God is at work, leading you from the comfort of the familiar into the uncharted territories of His divine plan. In times of confusion, the psalmist David sought refuge in redirecting his inquiries toward God. Psalm 73:16-17 reflects this sentiment. "When I tried to understand all this, it troubled me deeply till I entered the sanctuary of God. Then I understood their final destiny." Instead of dwelling on questions without answers, David turned his gaze toward God, finding clarity and peace in His presence. Redirecting your questions toward God is not a sign of weakness, but an acknowledgement of His sovereignty. When uncertainties arise, trusting God becomes the compass that guides you through the labyrinth of questions. Imagine standing at the crossroads of decision, surrounded by a multitude of paths. In those moments, God invites you to seek His guidance, to turn your questions into prayers, and to trust that He holds the map to the unknown territories of your life. Just as Abraham followed God's guidance without knowing the destination, your faith journey involves stepping into the unknown with trust in the one who holds the answers. So, if you find yourself drowning in a sea of questions, remember that God is leading you into uncharted territories. Redirect your inquiries toward Him, seeking His guidance and grace during times of confusion. Trust that, in the sanctuary of His presence, your questions will find answers, and your faith will be strengthened as you journey into the unknown, with the assurance that God is the ultimate guide of your destiny. Let's now explore the seventh sign. Longing to spend more time with God. It's a powerful indicator, a spiritual magnetism that draws you closer to the Almighty when your heart yearns to be in His presence. Pouring out your soul in communion, it becomes a clear and divine sign that God is leading you through a transformative journey. Imagine a compass needle consistently pointing north, unwavering in its orientation. Similarly, when your inner compass gravitates towards God, desiring to spend more time in His presence, it signifies a magnetic pull toward a transformative encounter with the divine. Think about the moments in your life when the noise of the world fades away and all that remains is the echo of your heart's longing for God. It's a sacred ache, a yearning to draw near to the one who holds the answers to your questions, the healer of your wounds, and the guide through the twists and turns of life's journey. David, the psalmist, beautifully expressed this longing in Psalm 42, 1-2. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you. My God, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? This deep yearning is not a sign of weakness, but a testimony to the depth of your spiritual hunger. When you find yourself craving more time with God, it's an invitation to a transformative encounter. It's as if God is extending His hand, inviting you to journey beyond the surface of religious routines into the depth of intimate fellowship. The more you long for His presence, the more He unveils the richness of His love, grace, and wisdom. Consider Mary, who sat at the feet of Jesus, captivated by His words while her sister Martha was distracted with preparations. Jesus acknowledged Mary's choice, saying, "Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Luke 10:42. Similarly, when your heart longs for God's presence, you're choosing the better portion, an encounter that will shape and transform your life. In these moments of longing, don't suppress the yearning, but embrace it. It's a divine whisper, an invitation to a deeper relationship with the Creator. Pour out your heart in prayer, engage in contemplative moments, and let the presence of God saturate your soul. As you spend more time in His presence, you become a vessel, ready for the transformative touch of the divine potter. So, if you find yourself longing to spend more time with God, recognize it as a sacred call. It's a sign that God is leading you through a transformative journey, where the hunger of your soul will be satisfied, and the longing of your heart will find its fulfillment in the boundless embrace of the Almighty. Embrace the invitation, for in His presence, you will discover the transformative power that reshapes your life and draws you closer to the heart of God.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.